Hey guys, this is Gabe Andrade, the lead pastor of Tree of Life Church. Our vision is to lead people to become all-in followers of Jesus Christ. Our hope is that this podcast inspires you to grow deeper in your relationship with God and others. Enjoy this message.
Isn't that amazing that God removed every barrier, that nothing holds us back, that if you have guilt in your life, that God gives you grace, that He says that He's for you, that if you feel guilty or if you feel judged, understanding that all of the judgments of the world, that God completely poured out His wrath, His anger on Jesus Christ, the atoning sacrifice. He covered our sins so that we can have a relationship with God. Isn't that beautiful? That nothing holds us back, that we can be with our Father now and forever. It's a beautiful thing. Now, hearing God's voice is a very personal, intimate privilege that we have. As children of God, the Father wants us to hear from Him. Now, we have physical senses, but we also have spiritual senses. And when we read God's Word, we are strengthening our ability to hear with our spiritual ears. Now, one of the things that I do in my life when it comes to major decisions, when it comes to life-altering choices that affect my faith, my family, my finances, the church, I ask the question, does this sound like God? When it comes to the influence, does it sound like God is influencing my decision-making? I want you to pay attention to your inner dialogue because you're being influenced. We all are. And we have raw emotions, and sometimes you process things and you can hear what is truly coming out. And there's a lot of fear. There's a lot of frustration. There's a lot of unforgiveness. If you think about it, you'll say things like, I don't know if this is going to work out. Or the thought of doubt when it comes to God. Does God really exist? Is this faith thing really working out? When it comes to your relationship, you ask the question in marriage, did I marry the right person? Or if you're single, am I going to stay single for the rest of my life? What's wrong with me? You start saying things like that. Or am I going to get sick? What if I do? What if my loved ones get sick? What if I lose my job? How are we going to make it? Sometimes we feel like the world is crashing down on us. And it's important to ask the question or to reflect and have others speak into our lives. Does this sound like God? Truth is a beautiful thing. Let us be obsessed with the truth. Now, God is full of grace and truth above many other things. And He gives us grace, but He also gives us truth. And truth sets us free. So I want to know, does this sound like God? Now, apart from the Word of God, because God primarily speaks to us through His Word, but apart from the Word of God, God speaks to us through people. Now, I got 3 points for you today, and that's the first one, is that God speaks to us through people that know His voice, that through people that can discern that sounds like God or it doesn't sound like God. See, I need people in my life. We all need people in our life that can tell us that sounds like God or that doesn't align with the Word. Now, in the Bible, God speaks to us through prophets, and the Bible was written by men of God that God spoke through. And I think that's beautiful. But in fact, the Bible also tells us that He can speak through a donkey, which is what He's doing right now. I heard that joke from another pastor, so I stole it from him and I thought it was funny. But see, we all need voices in our life, people in our life that represent God's voice. The Bible tells us that when two or three are gathered in His name, that Jesus Christ is in the midst of that gathering. He shows up. Jesus shows up. This is found in Matthew 18:20. He shows up so that He could speak to us and give us wisdom and give us direction and give us insight to bring order to chaos. Now, everyone needs at least 2 to 3 people that represent God's voice in your life. People that can say, yes, that sounds like God. Or people that can say, you're going to make a bad mistake if you decide to go forth with that decision. Or, I don't think this is the right person for you. I'm praying about it, and here's what I'm hearing. I don't sense peace regarding this choice. You need people in your life that can tell you, yes, this is God, or no, this is not God. Now, here at Tree of Life, we have a leadership council that represents the elders of Tree of Life. Before I start a sermon series, before we move in a direction that's going to affect the whole church, before we make any financial purchases that are, you know, above our limit that we're able to spend on a personal level for the church, we have people that we surround ourselves with, or the leadership council, we ask, does this sound like God? Does it sound like God is influencing our choices, our decision making? And here's what the scripture says in Proverbs 11:14, where there is no counsel, the people fall. They fall. Now, we've made mistakes. We've fallen and we've sinned and all those things. And it's because, probably because, I guess, here's what the scripture says, that we did not heed to counsel. There was no counsel. There was no one in our lives that represented the voice of God. Even before I started Tree of Life, I needed to get counsel because I needed to know, am I being influenced by the Spirit of God? But here's the rest of the verse. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. One of our greatest, deepest needs is security. And if we want to be secure in our future, knowing that God is with us, that He's leading us, then we need to seek out counsel. 2 to 3 people that represent the voice of God in our lives. Now, in the Bible, Moses had the prophet Aaron. David had the prophet Nathaniel or Nathan. King Saul had the prophet Samuel. It was very, you know, it was very normal for them to have someone in their life that represented the voice of God. And it's no different for you and I. Your marriage, you need a couple that represents the voice of God, or couples, a couple of people. If you're single, you need somebody that represents the voice of God in your life. Before you make a career choice, you need a few voices in your life that can speak into that. Before you make any life-altering choices to move somewhere, to transition to another church, whatever it is that's going to affect you and those around you, should you, you know, stay together? There are some situations that are very unique, but people are separating, they're divorcing without any counsel. That breaks my heart. But that God does speak through people, and it's His people. And the second point is that God, He speaks to us through our spouses. Oftentimes, God's voice sounds like Ashley's voice. The Bible tells us to submit to one another. Ephesians 5:21 says, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Now, people miss that part. Because we love Jesus, we love each other. Because we submit to Jesus, we submit to each other. Because we honor and respect Jesus, we honor and respect our spouse. Now, that is so key. Now, unity is our greatest work. It's our greatest endeavor. It's our highest challenge. And the reason for it is because Psalms 133 says that God commands the blessing when there's unity. There is power in agreement, and God can speak to you through your spouse. Now, when is the last time you asked your spouse, what is God saying to you before we do a faith offering? We do this every year. I ask my wife, what is God saying to you about the amount? And almost every time, what God says to me, He says to her, and it's a confirmation. Now, that's so vital. Now, oftentimes, what gets in the way, the enemy attacks us with division because of resentment, unforgiveness, familiarity, judgments that all exist in relationship, and you can't hear from God. The Bible says that before you come to the altar to present an offering, before you come in prayer to make sure to forgive the person who has offended you, the Bible also says don't go to sleep or don't let the sun go down on your anger. Because the enemy gets a foothold. He gets in those little spaces, those little gaps, and he gets you to accuse your spouse. And therefore, you're not utilizing the gift of God in them to hear God's voice. Now, several years ago, I started to work with my brother in business. And basically, I left my job to work for myself. And I talked to Ashley about it, but she told me, I don't have a good feeling about it. I disregarded her voice. God was speaking through her. And instead, I just dived in head first. And I'm telling you, we suffered tremendously for it. Long story short, I ended up going bankrupt because of that decision. I didn't heed to the voice of God through my wife. And there have been several other occasions where my wife will say, I don't get a good feeling about this. Or I'll just process something that's going on within my heart. And she'll tell me, that doesn't sound like God, or it doesn't feel right. And then I go to prayer, or I revisit that thought. And I'm telling you, it's a lifesaver for me. God speaks to me through Ashley, and God could speak to you through your spouse. And I'm telling you, take advantage of that. Pray together. Read the Word together. Even if you do, you know, just a little bit at a time, sometimes it becomes a great challenge for husbands to pray with their wives because the enemy attacks that. We do so many things together on an intimate level. We have fun together. We eat together. Why not seek God together? And we can hear God's voice in our marriage, and I think it's beautiful. The third point is that God speaks through leaders. There are two ditches when it comes to hearing the voice of God. The first ditch is when people only hear God's voice through pastors, through leaders, and through others, and they forfeit their ability to hear from God for themselves. It is a personal relationship. So that's one ditch. I only hear from God through others. The other ditch is I only hear God. And that isolates the person, or it basically makes the person accountable to no one. And so I've heard people say, God told me to marry this person. God told me to leave this church. God told me to start this business, or God told me, you know, to move to a different state. And then it doesn't work out. And then you're thinking, did God really tell you that? So be careful not to pull out the God told me card without having accountability. You need leaders in your life. You need to hear the word of God for yourself, but you also need to hear the word of God through others. And leaders are vital. We need leaders in our lives. When I was 15 years old, I received a prophetic word from a prophet. Now, at the time, I knew it was from God because I was praying and asking God to fill me with His Spirit. I wanted to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Well, I went to the service. I had never been there before. And there was a man who I didn't know. He saw me and God gave him a word for me. And he prayed for me and I was filled with the Spirit of God. It marked me forever. It changed my life. I'm telling you, I felt like I was awakened. I felt like I was born again. I was baptized with the Holy Spirit, and I began to speak in other tongues. Now, the prophet told me what I had been praying for. I didn't tell him. No one else told him. And God spoke to me through a prophet. Now, you got to be careful when it comes to prophetic words. The Bible says this in 1 John 4:1-3. It says, "Dear friends, do not believe everyone who claims to speak by the Spirit. You must test them to see if the spirit that comes from God." Let me read that again. "You must test them to see if the spirit they have comes from God, for there are many false prophets in the world." You have to be careful. I was in one prayer line at a church service, and the prophet told me that God's going to give me the drum set that I've always dreamed of. And at the time, I'm thinking, I don't know if that's really God. He knew that I was a drummer. And so I was testing that. But you have to be careful when it comes to people speaking into your lives. And the reason I'm saying that is because we hear from God through leaders, but there are leaders that are corrupt, that are controlling, that are manipulative. And I know that a lot of people have been hurt by leaders, by someone in authority. So that's why it's important to test and make sure that it aligns with Scripture, what they're saying. Now, the voice of God often sounds like your pastor. It often sounds like a mentor or a leader. In the Bible, Samuel the prophet, an amazing prophet, he was growing and learning how to hear from God. Now, the first time that he heard from God, God said, "Samuel." He gets up and he goes to his mentor, Eli, and he says, "Did you call me, Eli?" And Eli says, "No, go back and lay down. I didn't call you." God calls to him a second time. He says, Samuel. He gets up and goes back to Eli. And then he says, did you call me? He says, no. A third time it happens. God calls him again, Samuel. And he goes back to Eli. He goes, surely you have called me. I know you're calling me. And he goes, oh. And then Eli had the discernment. And he says, okay, God is calling. God is speaking. This is God's voice. So here's what Eli tells Samuel. Go back, lay down, and the next time you hear the voice of God, just say, here I am. Here I am, your servant. You know, speak. Your servant hears your voice. And I'm paraphrasing, but Samuel, he learned how to hear the voice of God from his mentor. And it's interesting that he thought that his mentor was calling him. You see, in the Bible, in the book of Acts, when Saul, before his name was changed to Paul, he was persecuting Christians, and he thought he was doing the will of God. He thought he was pleasing God. But then Jesus Christ interrupts him on his way to persecute some people. Jesus stands before him. Saul falls to the ground. He's trembling with fear. Jesus says, I am the one that you are persecuting. At that very moment, the Bible says that Saul, he was blinded, he could not see, he doesn't know what to do. All he knows is, I'm persecuting Jesus, and he has a life-changing experience. And here's what Jesus tells him in Acts chapter 9, verse 5. This is Saul asking, who are you, Lord? Saul asked, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting, he replied. Now, check this out, verse 6. Now, get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do. Now, I think that's very interesting that Saul was in the presence of Jesus. Think about that. The healer, he could have healed his eyes. The one, the messenger, Jesus could have told him what he must do. Instead, Jesus says, go into the city and you will be told what you must do. What this tells me is that Jesus was teaching Saul how to submit to leadership, how to submit to others, to receive the healing that comes from God through another person, to receive the messages and the voice that comes from God through a leader. And Saul, his name was changed to Paul, became a phenomenal, phenomenal leader. Now, when I bought my first house, before I bought it, I got approved for this large amount. My wife and I were working. She's an X-ray technician at the time. I was making decent money, and we got approved for a house that was beyond our means or our ability to pay the mortgage. And we got some balloon type mortgage. It was horrible. But before we did that, my pastor said to me, I don't think it's a good idea for you to buy a new house with that price range. I think that's outside of your price range. I didn't heed to the counsel, to my leader. And instead, I bought the house and I ended up losing the house. I'm telling you, it's important for us to hear the voice of God through our leaders. September 11th, that's a big date. That's when the Twin Towers, the attack, the terrorist attack in New York, in Manhattan. I was there. And before I went on that trip, I went to a concert in Manhattan. My father said, I don't have a good feeling about this. My father was my pastor at the time. He passed away since then. And he's with Jesus right now. And I believe he's watching what I'm doing. So I'm super grateful to my father. My father told me, Mijo, I don't have a good feeling about you going to New York. I didn't heed his counsel. Instead, I went. And I was in Manhattan, just miles away from the Twin Towers that crashed, because I stayed in Manhattan and I was there that morning. It took me a week to get back because there was no planes available. We had to take, I took a Greyhound bus. And you see what I'm saying? And I'm mentioning all of this to you because God wants you to make wise decisions because he's a loving Father. He wants you to hear his voice, and he speaks to us through his word. He speaks to us through his people, through your spouse. If you're in a relationship, if you're single, he'll speak to you through your leaders, through your mentors. But God wants you to hear his voice. His voice, it illuminates us. It inspires us. He gives us peace and encouragement. God gives us direction. His truth sets us free. God is always speaking through his word. And he wants us to lean in to listen. I pray and encourage you this week, make that your obsession. I need to hear God's voice. I'm going to hear it through the reading of the Word. I'm going to hear it through my pastors and leaders and mentors. I'm going to submit to my spouse. I'm going to apologize. I'm going to repent. I'm going to forgive. I'm going to pray with my spouse. I'm going to hear God's voice, and my life is going to be a reflection of godly decisions, and we will be productive. We will grow because we are the people of God. Tree of Life, I'm praying for you. I love you. I pray that you have an amazing rest of the day and an awesome week. And share what God is sharing with you. What is God saying to you? Tell others about that. And don't be afraid to ask, does this sound like God? May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May His face shine upon you. May He be gracious to you. May He lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace.
Thanks for listening to the message of the week. Help us spread the good news of the gospel by sharing this message with friends and family. For more information, visit our website, treeoflife.church, or across social media at Tree of Life Church. See you next week.